The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride.
On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Everybody look at me because I'm sailing on a boat. I'm on a boat. I'm on a boat. Take a good hard look.
We're all in the same boat.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday, and that means it's time for Boat Smart.
We're on
a boat right here in the studio.
We need a bigger boat.
We need a bigger boat.
I love that line. I know.
Stefan Schmidt is here. He's a Marine Services Instructor with Georgetown Technical College. Our sponsor for this half hour is Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Great to have you here on this
Thank
Friday.
You. Appreciate that. You are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. 850-437-1620 is the number. You can call or text. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you have a comment about at the school over there. Maybe you've been in my class. Maybe you've been in other classes. You just like to talk about the school and just give them a shout-out. That'd be great, too. 850-437-1620. I'm here to help you, and we're here to make you boat smart today. So whatever you need, just give us a text or call. Yeah,
it's boating season now.
It is wide open right now.
It is definitely. The water.
Got a lot of stuff coming up, too. Blue Angels, 4th of July, all that stuff.
Woo, yes. July is a big month.
July is going to be really busy.
And happy Father's Day to you coming up this Friday, Sunday.
You. Yeah, I'm going to be a grandfather, so
yeah, it qualifies.
Count? Okay, good. I'm gonna do that. I've never done that before, so I'll.
This is a new one. That's right.
Yeah,
it's a new. Very
so
cool.
We'll do that.
Have you got a nickname yet? Are you Pop Pop or Paw Paw or any of that kind of stuff?
Oopa.
Yet? Oopa.
Yeah.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
I love it. That's great.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool.
I don't feel no older.
You don't look a day older either.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Again, this is a call-in show, 850-437-1620. Sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is their website. You can go there and check out all their deals, their specials, everything they got going on. Check your services on your boat. You know, just go ahead and go to that KeyMarineCenter.com. Check out their website for the engines they have in stock, the specials, all that. And remember, they have special deals going on right now for rigging. Whenever you purchase a motor, you have to take one off and put another one on or whatever, you know, or have to add one. So they have special labor deals going on right now for installs, so you can check them out on that. Dustin says give them a call. Talk to them. They'll be more than happy to help you out at 850-492-0487. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and Cox Diesel Engine Service Center and Sales. And they also do MerCruiser stern drives and inboards as well. So
people putting the boats back in the water now for the first time, just getting things in, they can go over there and have them checked. And
yeah, definitely. That's always the way to go. It's have it checked out, you know. And if you're putting it in the water for the first time now, you're a little late, aren't you?
Well, you know, some people will be coming down from other places.
Yeah, that's
they got
true.
Their boats
that's
in
true.
Storage, and they're just getting started with June.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, those of us here that live here.
Yeah.
We've
I love
been in the water,
putting
so.
My boat in the water as quick as I can.
Yeah.
I don't really take it. Mine stays in the water throughout the whole year as far as every weekend there's some sunshine. It don't have to be warm or cold. I'm going to put it in the water if I can get out there, you know. Wind don't bother me too bad, but sometimes the wind will, you know, say, maybe not today, you know. We went over to Fort McRae last Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Met another boat and went over there. And coming back, it was rough coming across the bay.
Oh, really?
I put in at Mahogany Mill. And coming back, it was pretty rough. But my boat handled it well. And you know, I had like 10 people on board or something like that. And, you know, total. And we had a nice trip back. It was a little rough, but it wasn't bad enough that, you know, that I'm impressed with a Tri-Tune. I have a South Bay 24-foot Tri-Tune with a 175 Yamaha pushing it, and that thing handles so well. It really impresses me.
Well, great.
So, yeah. So, again, I am the Marine Instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive. GeorgetownCollege.edu. They have a chat feature on there. Mr. Wiggins is no longer with us. He's retired.
Oh.
And
how long was he there?
He was there for, like 14 years or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, he was there for quite a while, maybe longer than that. If you think about all the positions he had at Georgetown, but as our IT guy, I think 10 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So, okay.
Yeah. And he's going to be missed, but we have a new person. Mr. Richard Pope is going to be our IT person. And so far, helped me out a few times already.
Oh, good.
And got me out of a fix over there a couple times. So he's doing a good job, and give him a little shout out and thank you for what you're doing over there. Because it's a hard job to learn.
Oh, I imagine.
School is so big and so many different things going on. So he's going to do a good job. Very smart. And actually was one of our students, not my student, but IT student.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. So isn't that something?
That's great.
You know, homegrown education where the school is hiring the students that they produce.
It's pretty smart.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it is.
I think
that's
cool.
Great.
You know? That's great. Yeah, so maybe we need to open a marine shop.
There you
and
go.
And I can hire my students over there,
well,
too.
Well, you practically are supplying all the students for the marine shops around
here,
aren't you?
We're putting them everywhere. So did I mention that Yamaha has awarded us another engine?
I knew about the first one. You have another one?
Another one coming, yep.
That's fantastic.
Because, listen to this, and I don't think I talked about this last week, we are, out of all the schools that Yamaha represents, all of them, I can safely say, because they told me, remember I always say that they never tell me I'm number one.
Mm-hmm.
They always say in the top eight.
Right.
Guess what? Number one.
Really?
In placing students in field in the country.
Congratulations.
So,
in the country.
In the country.
Congratulations,
we're not talking
Stefan.
About just Pensacola or Florida. We're talking about in the country. We have placed more students in the field for Yamaha and others, Mercury, Suzuki as well, in the country.
That is phenomenal.
So it's pretty cool.
That's very cool. I hope you're going to have some kind of celebration.
So yeah, they're providing another motor for us,
which is amazing.
And we're just waiting on that to get settled in and get the paperwork done on that. So they'll be shipping another motor. And we're just so happy about that. I work closely with Jeff Crane. He's our area rep here. And then also with Mr. Ward from Yamaha. Kenyon Ward is our area. He's our for the whole entire Yamaha Corporation, the outboard corporation, Marine Corporation. He is their training coordinator.
Wow.
So I work closely with them as well.
Wow.
We do have Suzuki coming in July. I have a representative from Suzuki going to be at the school.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be off that week, so I guess he'll just wander around there by himself. And no, I'm actually going in. I'm actually going to go in and give him a tour.
I'm not buying
it. So I'm excited about that, too, you know. So, you know, just making these connections and working with the people in our industry. And I have a service manager from Marine Max. He's a new service manager there down at Marine Max the old Bahiamar location.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be at my shop on Wednesday at 1 o'clock. So I'm going to walk him around. Students will be gone, but I'll have him there. And we're going to walk around and show him what we do. So that kind of stuff. And it's just great to have these connections and be able to talk to people and just keep moving forward, all that, you know. So we're having a great time.
Well, that's why you're here, because this is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and you are an expert on boats, I would say.
If
someone has a question and you have some, it could be about anything. I mean, from putting it in the water, being on the water, anything that might come up for you, all of that, text it in at 850-437-1620.
Or call us.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yep, no doubt about it. So we went to Cape Horn on Tuesday, and that is over in the Milton Industrial Park, Cape Horn Boats, okay? And we met the gentleman, Tyler, is part owner of that company.
Mm-hmm.
And the students and I went over there. I think I had five or six students that went. We had a couple that couldn't make it for various reasons.
Right.
But we went. And I'm going to tell you what, it was the best tour that we've ever had with any boat manufacturer. Cape Horn did a good job walking us through. And what I was really pleased with is the fact that my students were so engaged in learning about Cape Horn and the boat manufacturing part of it, you know.
Right.
And for the listeners, you don't know this, that you actually build boats inside out.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you have to explain that.
It's a backwards process. So they have these molds. And they go in and they start with the mold and they spray on the gel coat.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start putting in the fiberglass and they start putting in the stringers, all these components that go together. And my students didn't even know that, right?
I don't know that.
And that's how they build them. And you have to think backwards.
Interesting.
You know, when you're building these boats. But I can tell you this, And this is, I've been working with Cape Horn boats since the early 90s, you know, and just because I was working at a dealership at the time that sold Cape Horn boats.
Right.
Okay, so I was working with them for a long, long time, back when they really started in the marine industry building boats. And I have seen these boats go from the small 16, I believe is what they started with, and, you know, up to the 31. I think they have a 36-foot.
Wow.
But they have so many boats, but I've seen the processes change through the years to make the boat better and better and better, okay? And I just think it's a great boat. So what I'm going to do for today's show, and I'm a little behind on putting the shows up. I'm about 3 weeks behind. I got to get in there. This daytime schedule is messing with me. So I'm going to get my shows up there, right? And I'm going to put some pictures and stuff and little video clips as I talk, you know, about, as I post this show on there. And you can see what I'm talking about, okay? And what struck me, what Tyler was talking to my students, and he was talking about the impact of water at 50 miles an hour.
Wow, yeah.
Let's say you jump off a bridge or something.
Gee, yeah.
Or
well, you don't
airplane
think about that.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and you're trying to swim in water. If you're a 50-foot bridge,
right.
You jump in the water at 50, you know, I'd say 50 foot, at 50 miles an hour.
Right.
It's like concrete.
Well,
they say water is like concrete. So, so they build their boats in that same mindset.
See, I don't even think about that, but it's
as
now that you say
yeah,
that,
as
yes.
they're going through, and some of their boats, they run that fast. I mean, they're very fast, right? A lot of boats are fast, and you know, and they build their boats with that concept of running it on in concrete or banging against concrete walls or, you know, that kind of stuff.
It's not like a lake out here.
Well, even in a lake atmosphere, you can get into those situations too, but they build them to go offshore.
Right.
Right? Miles and miles and miles offshore. And they overbuild those boats for that reason.
Huh.
You know? So when you have a Cape Horn boat, they just do, it's just an awesome boat, an awesome platform. So, and they build it to last.
Wow.
Right? Not only do they build it to last, they build it, if they do have problems, they really stand behind their customers.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have any issues, the customer has any issues or anything with the boat, they're going to fix it.
Right.
You know, and make it right. But another thing that struck me about this whole process or being over there, I'd like to, you know, I've said this before, when I go to a store or to an automotive shop, or I'm dealing with a new company or something like that, I always ask the employee, how long have you been with the company?
Mm.
It gives me a idea of the company as well, because of what I believe. If an employee's been there a long time, I think that most of the time that business will take good care of their customers.
It's a good sign.
It's a good sign, right? So I was, as we were walking through the facility, I was stopping and talking to his employees. How long have you been here? You know, and all this stuff, right? And to my surprise, 20, 30 years,
wow,
10, 20, 30 or more years at that location.
Wow. That's almost unheard of today.
I know.
I mean, people last about 2 or 3 years today in most jobs.
It seems to be.
Right.
You know, it seems to be.
That says a lot.
Yeah. So that
think
was.
Think of the experience they have and knowledge, too.
Oh. And
because things have changed so much over a 20, 30-year period in boating, right?
Yeah. And we were talking about technology and the design of the hulls and stuff. And they actually told me that the employees are involved in hull design and things like that. They actually, if they come up with an idea, they're able to lay it on the table and things like that too. So the employees are part of that process.
Right.
And it's a sense of being, of pride in the product that goes out the door and supplying it to the customer.
Okay, we've got a question for you. This is a question from one of our listeners. Is a Palm Beach boat made by Cape Horn? Thank you.
It is not.
Okay.
No, that's a different boat. Okay. And it's probably because that boat kind of looks like a Cape Horn boat.
Right.
And the way it's designed, the hull design and that kind of stuff. So you, when boat manufacturers, so many out there, I mean, there's a lot of boat manufacturers out there, okay, all across the world and country, whatever, you know. So a lot of times you'll see a boat that is kind of a knockoff of another boat.
Sure. Well, cars are like that.
Right.
Yeah.
But so what happens is they have to change the design somewhere, okay? Made in the hull design and in a way, because Cape Horn, that's their design. You're not allowed to use their
template
hull design, template or whatever. So that's a knockoff, and I don't want to talk anything too bad about it, but you know, it's an okay boat.
Mm-hmm.
Not the best.
Well,
but
that
it's okay.
Makes me think of a question. If I wanted to go out now and buy a boat, where do I even start? Especially a person like me that really doesn't have a whole lot of boat knowledge.
Yeah.
Where do you start? Who do you go to?
You start by going to the dealerships and talking to people. You know, that's what I do. And then another thing, a great avenue if you're interested in different boats and stuff, is to watch YouTube videos on boats and things like that.
Okay.
You know?
It's funny because we got one of our listeners texted in and says, I guess the universe wants me to buy a boat.
Yes.
This is 2 weeks in a row. I didn't get my barbecue food. And then I come in and find out all about aquatic. I'm sorry. This is funny. Aquatic goodness.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It might be a sign.
Yeah,
keep
it might
tuning
be a sign.
Boat Smart.
You know? So, yeah, if you're looking to buy a boat, it's best to do your research. One of the main things when you're purchasing a boat is to decide what you're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. And another decision is, are you really going to use it?
Well, and then there's licenses and all the things that go along with
there's
the ownership.
There's a lot to it. There's
so
a lot to
those
it.
Those are all the things. Is there a class or somewhere you can go to learn
you
about all
those
things?
You can do online safety classes, and there's mm-hmm. things like that. You can actually hire captains to take you out on boats to train you as well.
Okay.
You know, so you could do that too.
Huh. All right.
So there's
that's
all kinds
idea.
Of different avenues to learn about boats, you know.
Okay.
But if you want to own a boat, I would suggest start looking and decide what you want to do as far as your boating experience.
Mm-hmm.
Are you wanting to fish? Do you want to go hang out at
cruise,
the beach? Do you want
right?
to cruise? Do you want to go to restaurant hopping? Whatever, you know. So you need to decide that as well.
Okay, got another question.
Okay.
So where are the dealerships, boat dealerships
oh
in Pensacola?
Oh, my gosh. Come on. You got them everywhere.
Okay, well, you
got
to get
you know, you do have some large dealerships in mm-hmm. Pensacola area. You got Marine Max is downtown and right across the way. That's trying to think of the direction down at the foot of Pace Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
You got Marine Max down there by the Ore House.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm advertising for everybody this morning. You have Legendary Marine on the other side at the old harbor at Harborview location as well. So you got that big. Those are your large dealerships.
Gotcha.
And then throughout Pensacola, you have different dealerships and independents that are selling boats as well.
Okay, the questions are coming in now.
Okay.
So here we go. Does Cape Horn have any plans to reintroduce their shorter hull platforms, for example, their 16 to 18 foot legs?
They talked about that. Actually, we were talking about that, and they are right now there is no plan for that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well,
so.
That's okay. That's probably disappointing
yep.
to that
yeah.
listener.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, here we go. I need to start with how to back the trailer down the launch class.
Yeah. The best way to do that, honestly, is to go on a weekday when there's nobody at the boat ramp
mm-hmm.
and practice.
Okay.
Practice, right?
Don't you need someone to show you the right way to do
it? Yeah, you can. Yes, yes, yes. There are some videos on YouTube.
You say practice because you know how to do it.
Well,
I go over and practice.
Sometimes
I'm going to be hitting trees and knocking out trash
well,
cans.
Well, depending on what type of trailer you have, the harder it can be.
Right.
You know, tandem axle, triple axles are way easier to back up.
I don't know
what you're talking
about. Single axle. See, I don't know what you're talking about.
Is a little difficult. Jet ski trailers are almost impossible,
mm-hmm.
you know, to some people to back down.
Yeah.
But
I mean, where do you go to learn that?
You have to go practice. That's the only way. I mean, you can
you need to have classes. That's what it is. You should have a class.
Oh, you know what? That's a great idea.
You should do like a Friday afternoon, come down and learn how to park your trailer.
That's right. I'll add that to all the other things
that
I'm
doing. You're
doing.
Yeah, but,
yeah, so
but
we'll
think
do
about that,
that
because
that
truly,
is a good idea.
Truly, there are people that...
Would anybody be willing to pay for that? How much would you pay an hour for me to teach you how to back a boat?
Oh, I think I would be willing to pay $100 or more.
An hour?
Well, to get it to be able to learn how to do it right and not
man.
Have the headaches and not damage
yeah.
anything. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, think of the cost that you're going to save in time
yeah.
and damage and
yeah.
potential problems.
Yeah.
Because so, nothing worse than having the kids sitting there and your wife waiting while you're trying to back up the trailer.
Yeah. You know what?
You know?
It's
but I mean, just some
basic
classes on
yeah.
some things like that, or even a class on how to buy a boat. Because
yeah.
I would, okay, great, go to a dealership.
You're
I don't
trying
know
what, to put me to work.
I don't know what questions to ask a dealer. Yeah. I have never had a boat.
I have done some, you know, some what do you call those, when you have people come over and listen to you talk about stuff. And
yeah, well, like orientations.
Yeah, orientations
kind of thing.
Or whatever, you know.
But you could,
you
are
classes.
So knowledgeable. I mean, that's what the show is about.
Yeah.
Hopefully
yeah.
people can ask questions
yeah.
of you. But this, we only have 30 minutes and it usually goes so
right.
quick. But I think you'd have a great opportunity. I'd be curious. I bet some listeners would say yes, they would take a class. And
I
you could
see,
do $25 an
I
hour.
See a lot of videos that now you're already cutting my pay. Come on. Now I just got a pay cut. I went from $100 an hour to $25.
Just trying to say it's optional. I mean, $25 and you got 100 students.
Right. Okay.
Add up, right?
Okay. So. Okay. So, I was watching a lot of these videos and I was thinking about maybe taking a boat, going to the and videoing how far the good techniques on putting a boat in the water. And there's people out there that do that. There's a lot of people that have videos. So YouTube is a good place to go for that and look up videos on how to back your boat trailer. But again, nothing is better than practice.
That's what I'm saying. You can't hold your phone or your laptop while you're trying to back up the boat in the car and you're following this. It looks good.
I can.
Well, how long have you been doing this?
I'm a multitasker.
Yeah. How long have you been doing this?
Even while people were screaming at me, I can do all this, right? So yeah. That happens a lot. 850-437-1620 is the number. Question or comment. We're having fun on the show today talking about backing your boat in, talking about Cape Horn boats and a tour. Mm-hmm. On Tuesday next week, we're going to Blazer Bay Boats, and we're going to do that tour as that facility as well.
Okay.
So that's going to be exciting to do that. We're going to have fun with that one as well. So two different type boat manufacturers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to go to Blazer and see what they do. They were mainly a bass boat type market, and now they're getting into bay boats and some smaller offshore type boats as well. So we're getting an opportunity to do that.
Okay, got another question. Okay. Do you have a favorite boat ramp? Is there some that are easier to get to and in and out of than others?
So when you go to boat ramps, you know, I have a couple different ones, and there's some of them I hate to go to because of different reasons, you know. But every boat ramp is different. And the way you load or unload on these boat ramps is different. Do you know, because of the way, is it steep? Is it a shallow boat ramp? Where does the boat ramp end in the water? You have to consider all that. How busy are they? Those kind of things, you know, and the clientele that are around.
Right.
You can go to some boat ramps and people are just mean some there, you know.
Really?
You know that's the boat ramp that the mean people are going to be at.
Really?
You know? And, yeah, so I think, yep. So it just depends. Yeah, so boat ramps they are different.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite?
I like a couple different ones. Mahogany Mill is kind of my second favorite, depending on where I'm going to go. Perdido Bay Boat Launch is the one I go to mostly.
Mm-hmm.
That's that new boat ramp off of Lillian Highway.
Mm-hmm.
That's never busy. It's a double ramp, so it's pretty easy to get in and out. The problem with that ramp is shallow.
Oh.
So you got to kind of back your truck down, you know, to the wheels, and I don't go over the wheels, but the rubber is touching the water on the, on the far as the tires are concerned. So that one's pretty good. Galvez Landing is very, to me, that's one of the boat ramps where you could get in a fight pretty easy.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
You know, people are it's a double ramp, but it's very narrow.
Mm.
There's a lot of current there, a lot of wind there, and depending on the day, right?
Right.
So that ramp, you never know if you're going to get a parking place. Unless you go really early.
Mm-hmm.
So as you start looking at boat ramps and you start thinking about, I'm starting to practice and I'm thinking about different boat ramps, you just kind of have to go and decide, okay, well, this ramp is busy. After 10 o'clock, I can't get a parking place, you know. When I'm pulling out at 5 or 6, now this place is crazy on a Saturday afternoon, you know. Those kind of things.
Is lighting a factor when you're coming at the end of the day?
At nighttime, lighting is an issue sometimes, you know. So, yes, there's all kinds of factors as far as when and where and the different boat ramps. So, yeah, it does change.
Okay.
It does change.
All right. Believe it or not, we have about a minute left.
I know.
Is there something you wanted to mention today? We had a whole list of things to talk about.
I know. We're not going to touch them. I'm going to touch them next week, hopefully, and get on that. I do a script when I come in. And then I go off script, right? And that's okay, and I love it, you know, because we can just ad lib and move forward and talk about what your listeners want to talk about, and
right.
I like doing that.
Right.
So yeah. So next week we'll talk more about what maybe I have on my list
and
continue through. We're in summer school. That was our second week. We got 4 more weeks left,
wow.
So we got summer school still going on. So we're just excited about that. Still have some other plans, a different.
Mechanical consoles versus digital.
Yeah, we'll talk about some stuff next week and about what students are learning.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll concentrate on that. So thank you all for the text today.
Yeah.
It was good questions, and I really enjoyed that. And thank you to Cape Horn for allowing us in your and your facility. We just had a great time last week. Thank you very much.
Stefan, thank you so much for being here. Always interesting with Boat Smart. Thank you to Key Marine Center for sponsoring the show. You can always see this broadcast. He posted on his YouTube channel. Yep. What is it called?
It is called Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade.
Tricks of the Trade. Yep. Also, we post these podcasts on newsradio923.com in our podcast section, Pentecostal Experts Panel, and then just click on Boat Smart.
That's right.
All right. Thanks so much. Have a great weekend. Happy boating.
Happy boating. See y'all Friday.